Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We got a room full right now. This is going to be fun. We got a Cowboys legend in here, Hall of Famer Charles Haley's with us right now, and our Cowboy insider, Bonnie Jill Laughlin. She's over there as well.
First time she's ever been in studio, right?
Yeah, I brought the legend, five-time Super Bowl champion for Niners and Cowboys. And then we've got Hall of Famer as well, and he's got something real special that he wants to talk about, giving back to the community on November 22nd, Charles.
Yes, we're doing, we're feeding 3,000 families for Thanksgiving. We're giving them the spread. Thanks to Albertsons and Kroger. They really stepped up for us this year, and it's going to be an amazing event.
You're doing one at Christmas too, right?
Yes, we do 3,000 turkeys only for Christmas.
All right, and then this is to help families in the Dallas ISD, right?
Yeah, and we do the nine schools we have that we have our reading program in. So we're building the community. We want the community to know that we love them and that we need their support in order to educate our kids, because I know without a strong community, you can't educate a kid.
No, Tackle Tomorrow is what this is called. You started this 10 years ago. This is awesome. What made you want to do this?
Well, you know, I went to college reading Three Great Loves Behind. So, you know, I know what the stigma is. I know the hardest thing I ever did in my life was get my college degree. And, you know, and I got it. And I cherish it because, you know, that's what mobility is. That gives you the opportunity to think out the box a lot. And I gave James Madison my Hall of Fame bus because I want kids to know it's not a right but a privilege. And please get your college degree.
That's great.
That's awesome. And helping out during the holidays as well. Now, if you want more information, the name of the nonprofit, again, it's Tackle Tomorrow. You can find out more. That's the website, tackletomorrow.com, and you can help out, and it's a very good cause.
First Charles, food drives are going to be on the 22nd at Burleson Elementary?
Yes, at 6:30.
Okay, 6:30. You're going to be out there?
I'm going to be up there around 5:30, you know. I'm making sure that I'm making sure all the dots are crossed, you know, and make sure, because, you know, trucks are late, you know, so you got to be on top of everything.
Not be late if Charles Haley is
I think they know that now. This is our third or fourth one. I guess they know not to be late.
And, again, that's a week from tomorrow. It's going to be at Burleson Elementary School on Elam Road in Dallas, down in the Grove at 6:15 from 6:15 to 9:15 in the morning. Charles will be there. Hey, listen, is there any way we can talk you out of maybe talk you into unretiring?
Good Lord, this defense! You need to help this defense out, man.
Well, you know, guys, you know, it's what people don't understand is all the teams I ever played for, they had one system in. And you know, when you go from system to system, it takes time for players to pick it up. And right now, I think that you'll start seeing better and better play within the next couple of games, where everybody understand Mike Zimmer's vision and his system.
Yeah, they're injured. There's a lot of injuries. Guys start coming back.
No excuses.
And no excuse. Well, there you go. No excuses. Talk a little bit about what do you see the biggest problem with this Cowboys team is this year? If you were to have to pinpoint one thing, can you?
I think people running their mouth. I think that players should. I'm not going to call Micah.
All right.
You know, other guys. You know, other guys talk too. It's about building your teammates up. Now, I was a jerk. You know, off air with my players, because you know what, guys can understand my level of excellence and my standard, but I would never get on anybody to talk on news or television about anybody. And I just think that you got to pass that courtesy out to your teammates, but and let your play be your action.
Yeah.
You know, when I go out there, you know, I'm let it go. I'm gonna go out there and try to dominate the game.
You know who's taking more criticism really than just about anyone is Jerry. Is that deserved?
Hey, you know what? Jerry told me whether it's good or bad, you know, they're talking about the Cowboys. So hey, just
well,
remember
that brother
got some. Hey, he got some shoulders for you. I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah.
And you know, I love Jerry. I think that the Cap caught up with him and there's no one that wanna win more than Jerry.
Yeah.
So I don't understand people's problem because hey, that's all he wants. He wants to win.
And a lot of these players, you're talking about the players talking out of line maybe. A lot of them are saying there's distractions with the Cowboys, you know, these tours going through the facilities. Do you see Dallas itself being kind of a circus that may be too many distractions?
What are you talking, man? Hey, hey, you know what? What you need to tell them is get their ass into the film room.
Yeah.
Hey, and guess what? For lunch, that's what we did. We wasn't in the locker room to see anything because we were in the film room studying. You know, you need to tell them, guess what? Get out of your comfort zone. Stop making excuses. You know, that's all that is. And I can't believe y'all let them get by with that. That's just crap. Mm-hmm. You know, we have, hey, as athletes, laser focus. Mm-hmm. Laser focus. And, you know, if they're worried about external things, then guess what? The internal going to kill
them. Yep.
Hall of Famer Charles Haley is with us right now on KRLD.
I'm fired up. I'm ready.
the fight Friday night, Mike Tyson, Jake Paul.
You got an opinion? You going to go?
Think Tyson can take him?
Hey, you know what? One of my board member, Darren Blankton, has offered me some sweet tickets to go.
Ooh, doing it?
No, I don't. I don't do that, man. But
Mike Tyson's 58. You're 60. You think you can take him?
I met Mike. You know, hey, no, I can't take him. I ain't gonna try either. You know what I'm saying?
You think he could take Jake Paul?
I'm gonna tell you. Mike has a you know, he has that switch. You know, I don't know. You know, I don't know what's gonna happen. But he better be on his best. All I know is, I only like a little bit of boxing.
Was he? You gave me a punch a little while ago because I.
Oh man, quit whining, man.
That's what I always tell him all
damn,
the time.
Damn, I think the Cowboys in here.
Oh wow!
I pinched the hell out of my thumb on one of these monitor things, and I said a bad word. And Charles punched me in the side and said, you shouldn't cuss like that. I got a bruise.
You ain't got no bruise. That's a lot of belly. That ain't nothing bruising on that thing. You know
he called
saying?
You out.
Hey, man.
He called you a cowboy.
Hey, hey. If you got a baby in there, you need to go ahead and have it.
Oh, man.
All right. Charles, thanks for coming down, man. This is a lot of fun.
Come on down anytime.
Tackle Tomorrow is the name of the group. Doing good things over Thanksgiving and Christmas. You check them out more at TackleTomorrow.com. Charles going to be at Burleson Elementary School in Pleasant Grove on Friday
guys,
the 22nd.
Thanks, Albertson and Kroger, for all the Adele support.
It's awesome. Thank you, Charles. Appreciate it. Bonnie, Jill, thanks so much.
Of course. Thanks, y'all.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.